Angela, good evening.
Hello.
My name is Carlos. Good evening, sir. I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Research. Sir, we'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can you be so kind and share your opinion? Does anyone in your household work for a new media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you, sir. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably? 50-50? Definitely. Thank you. And just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me, sir, what is your age?
55.
Thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race, a white Caucasian, black African-American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian?
Black.
Thank you, sir. And regardless of how you previously voted, okay? But do you think yourself as a Democrat, Republican, independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you. And thinking about that direction the country is headed in, and generally speaking, sir, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed? How do you feel?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. I'm going to read you real quick the list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want their members of Congress most focused on. For each one, can you please rate on the scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you personally to have them focus on? Use a 10 if it's the most important, a 5 is somewhat important, and 0 if it's not important at all. Any number from 0 to 10. Improving K-12 education. How important of an issue is that for you, from 0 to 10?
10.
And cracking down on illegal drugs? What number?
10.
Lowering rent?
10.
Protecting democracy and our voting rights?
10.
And fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods?
10.
And raising taxes on wealthy and big corporations. What number? 5. Yes, sir?
I don't know. 5.
Okay. And protecting abortion rights. How important of an issue is that for you, from 0 to 10?
0. There's no laws in Oregon where I live anyway.
Understood. Funding for mental health services. What number, from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you, sir. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings again, but towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, and which 100 means they feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means you don't feel particularly warm or cold. Any number from 0 to 100. And if you have no opinion, I never heard that person or organization, please say so. Republicans in Congress, how warm and favorable you feel towards them, for 0 to 100?
100.
Thank you. And Joe Biden?
0.
And Donald Trump?
I'm going to just give him 100, yeah.
Okay. And MAGA Republicans, what number?
100.
And Janelle Biden?
Who?
Janelle Bynum. Do you recognize the name?
No, I don't know who that is.
Okay. Laurie Chavez Dierimir from 0 to 100.
No.
Okay. And Kamala Harris from 0 to 100.
0.
And Democrats in Congress.
0.
Ron Wyden from 0 to 100.
Don't even know who he is.
Okay. And J.D. Vance, what number?
I'll say 100 on him. I think okay. I do know who he is now. I didn't before, but I do now.
Understood, sir. Now, sir, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for the Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or Independent Cornel West?
Trump.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what if the election for Congress were held today? Would you vote for the Republican Laurie Chavez Dierimir or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Republican straight down the board. I know you got to say everything, but just do it that way.
Understood, sir. And I got your point, but I'm required to read verbatim, okay, sir? Thank you.
I know you are. I know you
are. Yes, sir. And I appreciate you taking the time to help me very much. Now, sir, even though you're not supporting Janelle Bynum now, but what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Bynum? A small chance, just a very little, slight chance, or not chance at all that you might support her?
If she's a Democrat, zero chance.
Thank you, sir. So not chance at all, right? Now,
if that's what she is, who he or she is, I don't even know who that is.
Well, and the last one is the, because the previous question was, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for that Republican, Laurie Chavez de Remier, or Democrat, Janelle Bynum? So definitely choose a Democrat. Okay.
Yeah, I would vote for the Republican ticket all the way down the board.
Understood. And do you approve the way that Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Approve somewhat, disapprove somewhat, or strongly disapprove?
He quit today, dude. So he's finally doing something, right?
Right, but as far as the president, he's still the president.
He's terrible, dude. That guy's probably the worst president in the history of America.
Understood. Should I record your answer as a strongly disapproved based on those statements?
So strongly disapproved of him.
Thank you, sir.
Terrible.
Now, do you approve or disapprove of the way that Laurie Chavez de Remier is handling her job as your member of Congress? You strongly approve?
Don't know who that person is.
Is the congresswoman that is representing you in Congress. She's a Republican. Her name is Laurie Chavez de Remier. Do you approve her job so far?
I'll approve her because she's a Republican, if that's what she is. Yeah, I'll approve of it.
Somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Give her strongly for now.
Strongly, okay. Now, I want to reach you real quick a little bit more information about your two candidates running for Congress, Laurie Chavez de Remier and Janelle Bynum. As a mayor of Happy Valley, Laurie Chavez de Remier led Oregon's fastest growing community, making it more business friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members working to solve our toughest problem, from homelessness to access to child care. Laurie was tired of the same old device politics and knows that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon families. Now, the second running is serving in the State House since 2016. Janelle Bynum is the first black woman to represent our community, a working mother and a local business owner. She's living the same struggles as the rest of us. She sees Congress playing political games, so she's running to fix what's broken and bring practical solutions to real everyday problems like lowering the cost of groceries, housing, and prescription drugs. Janelle wants to make sure that hard work once again pays off and that every Oregon family has a chance to get ahead. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind, and it's okay if you didn't. But let me ask you once again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Laurie Chavez de Remier or Democrat Janelle Bynum? Are you undecided? Please say so.
Republican.
Thank you, sir. Now, what is specifically stuck up the most to you about Laurie Chavez de Remier, besides the fact that she's a Republican? Anything else?
That's it.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Republican. Okay, here we go. I appreciate your patience. Now, real quick, I'm going to reach a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, we'll be talking to you about Janelle Bynum. And remember, these are things you're going to hear during the campaign, okay, sir? Now, can you please rate each statement on the scale from 0 to 10, with 10 means that a statement is very convincing reason to support Janelle Bynum for Congress, a 5 means it's somewhat convincing reason, and a 0 means it's not at all convincing reason to support Janelle Bynum for Congress. Now, you may use any number from 0 to 10. Here's the first one. Some people say that Janelle Bynum believes hard work should pay off, but people cannot afford rent right now, and the cost of food is simply too high. Working people are suffering because greedy CEOs are raising prices by now passing their profits on to workers. So in Washington, she will go after price crunching to help bring down costs and make the rich pay their fair share. She'll prioritize legislation to lower health care prices and expand affordable child care to help keep more money in working people's pockets so we can get ahead. How convincing is that statement for you to support her for 0 to 10?
She's a Democrat?
Yes, sir.
Zero.
Okay. Oregon may not vote for him, but Donald Trump may be selected to a second term anyway. We need a strong opposition in Congress to serve as the check on his dangerous agenda. And Janelle Bynum is a proven fighter who will stand up to extremists and help fight the House of Representatives to Democrats so they can act as a check on MAGA extremists. The stakes in this election are too high to risk. A Republican minority supported a Trump administration from 0 to 10. How convincing is that statement?
Zero.
Thank you, sir. And for too long, people have been focused on the fight, but Janelle Bynum is focused on solutions. She knows anything is possible when you remember what you're working for and who you are representing. As a mom of a small business owner, as a leader, she's not willing to accept that nothing can be done to fix where we are today. And she won't stop working to deliver the chance our communities need. From 0 to 10, how convincing?
If she's a Democrat, zero.
This is the Democrat, right? Now, Janelle Bynum says we need public schools that we can be proud of. And as a daughter of teachers and mother of four, she has been a champion for students in our schools. She fought for the Student Success Act, which invests over $2 billion every 2 years into early learning and K through 12 education. In Congress, she will continue to fight for our children's education and opportunity. How convincing is that statement for you to support Janelle Bynum from 0 to 10?
Zero.
Okay. Now, sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their minds and their opinions. And let me ask you once again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez Dirimer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Republican.
Okay, thank you, sir. And to finish this up, I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns people had raised about Lori Chavez Dirimer. Can you please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez Dirimer for Congress? A great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all, okay? Now, Lori Chavez Dirimer sold herself to this district as a different kind of Republican in order to win a district that doesn't tolerate extremists. But her voting record shows that she's no different at all. Rather than help us, she has supported tax cuts for the wealthy while voting to cut access to Social Security and Medicare. She hasn't done anything to tackle inflation and housing costs. She knew what she needed to do to win, then got to Washington and towed the party line. Is that raised any doubts? Not at all, just some, quite a bit, or a great deal?
Not at all.
Okay. And Lori Chavez Dirimer is out of touch millionaire who doesn't understand the needs of Oregon families. She has spent extravagantly and had taxpayer foot the bill. From limos to luxury trips to balls, she has spent her time in her multi-million dollar home in Arizona and our parties in D.C. while Oregonians deal with the rising costs. Lori is more concerned about funding her lifestyle than making sure Oregonians can make it to their next paycheck. Did that raise any doubts? Not at all. Some, quite a bit, or a great deal?
I don't. Zero. I mean, I don't know.
Not at all? No doubts at all? Okay, thank you. Now, real quick, once again, I ask you, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez Dirimer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Republican.
Okay. I'll ask you a question just for statistical purpose only so we can finish. What's the last year of schooling that you have completed? High school graduate, some college graduate, postgraduate?
College graduate.
Thank you, sir. And are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorce, or widow?
Widow.
Thank you. Do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in a household? Yes or no?
Yes, I do.
And are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association, yes or no?
No.
Okay. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Didn't vote.
You did not vote. Okay. Thank you, sir, very much. This concludes the survey. It's been a pleasure. Thank you, sir. Enjoy the rest of the evening. Bye-bye.
Take care. Yep.
Yes, sir.